Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Do you live outside the continental United States? Well, in 2024, Tipa Snow and members of the Positive Approach to Care team will be hosting events in Australia, Hawaii, Malaysia, the United Kingdom, and more. You don't want to miss seeing Tipa live, so to see if she's coming to a city near you, visit www.tipasnow.info/world and select your location. We hope to see you there.
Hello and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. My name is Greg Phelps. Joining me as usual is our dementia care expert, Tipa Snow, and pretty sure most of us have heard the expression thin-skinned. As in you can't take a joke or something along those lines, but many of us didn't realize that it actually happens and can become one of a whole bunch of other problems that seniors deal with. What is this about?
That collagen thing, that collagen layer, that sort of that creates that woven tissue layer underneath your epidermis that lifts it up and gives it plumpness. And so that you have this plump, you've got fat in there, you've got collagen in there. And what it allows is you can bump into things, and the blood vessels that sit underneath that layer are protected. The blood vessels underneath that layer then are not getting smushed and broken, but they're also not getting exposed to the air around you, which is on average 20 to 25 degrees lower than your body temperature. And so this collagen layer, this fat layer on your extremities, allows you to tolerate lots of variability in environment, because when you have that layer, you can sweat, you can shiver, you can have that padding that protects you from the world around you. Now, babies and toddlers are well known for their baby fat. I mean, they have lots of it because, you know, they need lots of it to tolerate an environment they're just getting used to, and they're going to make a lot of mistakes. Here's the bad news. With aging, our skin thins out, first on our extremities, our face, on the upper part of our front. However, where it doesn't thin out as much for most of us is on our backside. Our buttocks, those areas, but many of the other, even the rib cage, as we start to see, the thickness of our skin is just not very thick. And so we're more at risk for bruising, skin tears. We're more at risk for dry skin. We're more at risk for problems with temperature regulation. We're more at risk for temperatures where we can scald or damage the skin with exposure to hot water, scalding things, just really hot or cold things, we can have damage quicker.
Where is the tie-in between thin-skinned and dementia? Is it the link of the awareness? Is that where the problem is? Or what am I missing?
Yeah. And so usually the sensory systems in the skin have to send data up to the cortex, the parietal and the frontal lobes, if you want to get real fancy about it. They also send primitive messages to some of the core of your brain to say, ooh, this is freezing, this is really cold, and you want to get out of that situation. So if I'm being exposed to shower water should feel warm and comfortable, and the beating of the water against my skin should feel wonderful. But if I've lost all my padding, how might it feel, Greg?
Oh, it might feel like penetrating nails or something, or being out in a hailstorm.
Ow. And so you're trying to give me a shower. How's that going for you?
Probably not well after about 3 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. And when the water hits me, the temperature of the water is pretty warm. But as soon as the water moves to another part of me, that area that was wet is now freezing because it's a conductor. And so the room temperature is hitting my skin and I'm wet now. And get me out of here. I want out of here. And so what does that do to our relationship, do you think?
Well, it doesn't enhance it. I'm probably not going to send you a Christmas card.
Yeah. And here's the other side of it. If I'm trying to take a shower on my own and I get the temperature of the water too hot, and nobody's done an adjustment on my water heater. And so now it's actually scalding and I don't have that protective layer and I have a slowed response. One of a couple things can happen. I can actually scald myself significantly and my brain is too slow to pull away. I panic, I fright, but I don't flight. I should flight. I should immediately flight. There should be fright flight. I should get out of that. I should pull my hand back. I should not do that. It also means I can drop a glass and start to pick it up and then slice my arm and not realize I just sliced my forearm. I didn't even notice it because my awareness is just not picking up on all the cues. And then later I'm wondering where all this blood is coming from. What is that about? I might also in the bathroom when I'm trying to move, I might misjudge because my input from my feet isn't as skillful as it was. And now I slip and I fall. And now I can't figure out how to get up and get out. And I'm under the water. It's still beating on me. And I'm stuck. So,
well, let's complicate this. Let's complicate this just a little bit more. We're in one of those bathtubs that has the shower. So yeah. Now all of a sudden you realize you're being scalded.
Yeah.
And then scenario just gets worse.
It gets worse. And now I'm embarrassed, but at the same time, I'm not realizing how much trouble I'm in. I can't reach the control now. And so this gets really scary very quickly. Or I go out in the middle of the night and I have my PJs on and I'm not picking up on how cold it is out. Or I go out in the middle of the day and I don't realize how hot it is out because my extremities may actually experience environmental stress different than my core. So I put lots of layers on my core and I'm nice and warm. What I don't realize is I'm getting frostbite. Or I'm getting so heated up that I'm going into heat exhaustion and heat stroke. So this whole thing is really... it's really sort of scary. I can sit too long and have pressure areas build up and not realize that I've done that. I could be like shifting my weight, but not shifting my weight enough so that what I end up is called shearing. And I end up with damaged skin that actually goes all the way deep inside to the muscle and the tendons. And those become pressure sores. And it's not anybody deliberately ignoring things. It's us not noticing things about this thin skin and older adults. And some of the places we should be looking, behind the ears, at the back of the head, around the shoulders. We should be looking, like on the hips when people are losing their hip weight, their hip skin, so it's very thin and fragile. We want to be looking at the hands and the arms, certainly, but people spend way too much time worrying about the hands and the arms. They don't look at the legs and the feet. And I think sometimes they're really, really important to pay attention to. But I think it's so undervalued and yet so prevalent in what can cause some issues for folks. And we miss the opportunity to make some changes. And even in our mouths, temperature sensitivity may raise because I have exposure in my gums or in my teeth, where the roots of my teeth are being exposed as my gums pull back. And that exposes my mouth to temperatures in ways that it wouldn't have before. But, so thin skin has lots of value.
We usually talk about behavioral issues. And this one really doesn't sort of fall into that category. But if somebody I know is sort of going through this, is there somebody I can talk to in your organization?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to start to be aware that this is a phenomena and that when somebody says their hands are freezing or you notice their hands are cold and yet they got layers of sweater on and the room temperature is warm, there are things we could choose to do. So I think, really looking carefully at, okay, so we have somebody who might not be engaging in the ways I wish they were engaging in the world because of things that are happening to their body that they can't quite appreciate. Maybe I need to. So yeah, I think seeking out support and understanding, we have numbers of people in our group that are more familiar with the physiology and the idea of function because we got a lot of OTs around and we got a lot of trained people around. I think all too often what families are trying to do is figure it all out on their own without the support in place. And so are facilities and agencies without realizing, oh, maybe this isn't just dementia. Maybe it's the combination of aging and dementia and the environmental features. Well, what if we change the water heater thing first? What if we look at where are we moving air? Are we moving too much air over the surface? Oh, I wonder what would happen if we applied a towel over the person and wet the person through a towel. What would that do? You know, just being curious about what ifs that don't involve fixing the person, but instead look at what could we do in the world around the person to make a difference.
Speaking of what ifs, what if I want more information, Deepa?
Yeah, I would definitely suggest either coming and chatting with us, coming and doing info@tipasnow.com, asking for a consult, or checking in if you know you want to do more in-depth, check in with one of our mentors, because they're trained specifically to address interesting and challenging situations and see what we can figure out.
Deepa, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information on today's program or other dementia-related topics, go to tipasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Tipa Snow, and you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Ooh. And if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.tipasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.